This is not the first time that WHO is convening an emergency committee. We did it for H1N1, we did it for the MERS coronavirus, we did it for polio a few weeks ago. But it's true that it is the first time that we are convening an emergency committee under the International Health Regulation for Ebola to see if the ongoing outbreak of Ebola in West Africa constitutes a public health emergency of international concern, and if it does, to recommend appropriate temporary measures to reduce international spread. So it is very important also to remember that the core principle of the international health regulation is the need to balance public health concerns with those relating to international trade and travel. So the aim of this emergency committee is not to disturb these countries, the travel or trade, but really to balance the benefit, public health concerns, and international travel and trade.
Nevertheless, WHO and Dr. Chan, the Director General, met and traveled last week to West Africa to mobilize and to call for $100 million. So is it just a follow-up or is it more than that?
You know, since the beginning of this outbreak, we have done several things. We have created a plan of response to the Ebola outbreak. We have done with the neighboring countries a big ministerial meeting in Accra in early July, and there is also this appeal of $100 million to help fight Ebola. And because now it's in four countries and there are cases reported every day and so many deaths, let's just give you the latest figures we have. The cumulative number of cases attributed to Ebola in the four countries, Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Nigeria, stands at 1,711, including 932 deaths. So the chain of transmission of Ebola is not broken everywhere. More and more cases are discovered. And if we don't put all our weight and mobilize all resources, human, logistics, financial, to help West Africa deal with this disease that was not known before, it will be difficult for these countries, their economy, their population, to fight alone something like Ebola.